Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise the Lord. God bless you. Welcome again to Doctrine of Truth. I'm your host, Bishop Poole. As always, we thank God for you and thank God for being with us at this time. We praise God for the things you're doing, that he's doing with you, and we thank him for each and every day. Father, we ask you right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, look upon this broadcast, wherever they might be, with the time or place. God, we know you have all power in your hand. You see everything. You defend all your people. And Jesus, we know you know everything. And God, you see everything. You see our weakness. You see our problems. And you share your love with us and helping us as your creation. And we thank you. We know that we're just a blade of grass. Oh, God, we're here today and gone tomorrow. And we need your help through your Holy Spirit to come along and comfort us and strengthen us, those that are listening now. Oh, God, in the name of your Son, Jesus the Christ, and Lord, bless those, the inner man, oh, God, the physical man, their soul, spirit. In the name of Jesus, we bind Satan's hand. We bind his work on every part. Lord, we know you're able to do everything but fail. Help us now to do this broadcast and help us now for those that are in need of your strength and a revelation to help them and glorify your name. In Jesus the Christ we pray, amen. God bless you. Welcome. Amen. Call a friend and tell a friend that Doctrine of Truth is on the air. The subject of this broadcast at this time is what is in a name. What is in a name? Amen. Thank God for you and you. Amen. Our desire always that we bring you the truth from a grassroots level. Amen. And we want to all of you to share your biblical experiences. Amen. That we all may grow thereby. Proverbs said in 27:17 that iron sharpening iron, amen, that a friend may sharpen his countenance of his friend, amen. And Proverbs 24:6 said, multitude of counselors, their safety. Even Jesus, amen, left his word, amen. He said in the book of Matthew 18 chapter, where two or three would come to an agreement, in agreement, amen, whatever they agree here on earth to bind, it be also be bind in heaven. Amen. So we thank God for you. Amen. Call a friend and tell a friend and let them know the Doctrine of Truth is on the air. Amen. You can go to our website after the broadcast, the www.blogtalkradio.com/JCI Ministries. Amen. You'll find many more expos that episodes have been going on. Amen. You can pick one to be to your liking 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, as well as you can go to our website at www.jciministries.org. Amen. jciministries.org. Amen. You can go to, scroll down to the website at the bottom of the page. Amen. You can click on and you can see the other parts of the communication. Amen. As well as those of you that's coming in for the first time, how we operate. Amen. This broadcast is geared towards, amen, your participation and sharing that we may grow by. Amen. We can't give you a diploma or degree or certificate. Amen. But what you say and what you hear, amen, can well, amen, help you to understand. Maybe something that it can click on in your mind that bring you strength and understanding. We believe that Paul said in 2 Timothy 3:16, that all scriptures is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, correction, for reproof, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped in every good work. Amen. Paul said also in talking to Timothy, 1 Timothy 2 and 8, he said, I will therefore that men pray everywhere, lifting up holy hands, without wrath and doubting. Amen. And we are here, amen, with your effort because of you. Amen. We are able to, amen, to go on to our third, fourth year or more. Amen. On the broadcast, we're helping one another. We're helping one another in righteousness. In righteousness. Amen. Proverbs 24 and 16 says, for a just man falleth down seven times and rises up again. Amen. So don't be upset with yourself because of the fact that you have a weakness and that the problem you have cannot be conquered. The situation that you're going through, you don't know why. We hope to address that tonight, today, wherever you might be listening. Amen. Concerning what's in a name. What's in a name? Amen. We have to understand. We have to understand God's word. We believe in God's word. And one of the greatest investments, amen, always, my opinion, is the word of God. Making sure that you have one of the most popular common translations, amen, that will help you to grow. Amen. Because the word of God is communication. God believed in communication. Why? He said, in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. Amen. The word of God, God is the word. Amen. He sent his word. Amen. And walked among us. We're talking about what's in the name. What's in the name? Amen. To define the word name. Amen. It's words or words given by to a place or a person or a thing designated to define a person's reputation, a specific appoint authority to someone. A name can be a title, a word by something is known, whereby something is known. We have to go to the beginning of the Bible. God started this names. Amen. How he started it, he gave it to Adam. He gave it to Adam. Amen. After he had created Adam, amen, he told Adam, amen, to go out and to name. Amen. He told him to go out and to name the animals. He said, whatever name, amen, Adam, whatever name you will give them, amen. In the garden, he would honor it. Amen. So in Genesis, the second chapter, and Adam named in the 20th verse, and Adam gave name to all cattle, to the fowls of the air, to every beast of the field. But Adam, there was not found a helpmate for him. Amen. God gave a lot of responsibility. And God instilled in Adam, amen, he did a good work. Adam, God made Adam in his own likeness, in his own image, amen. So what that's saying, it's saying in you, God has given a lot of ability and talents within you, amen. He trusts you, and that's why his love is patient, and love is enduring, amen, because he wants you to grasp what he has done for you. He loved you so much, amen. He, in the first human being, he gave them and gave Adam, amen. Say, Adam, I want you. No school, no talent, for as I read, amen. No college degrees, no background, but whatever he is still in Adam, amen. He told Adam, I want you to go out and name, and I will honor you. So God start the naming. God was the one that start the naming of things through Adam. And it took off from there. It took off from there. Amen. So everything has a name. everything has a name. And as we go on through the Bible, amen, you'll find the different times, amen, have God work. Amen. He came to Abraham, which was Abram, and he told him to get out of the country. Amen. And later on, he changed his name. He changed his name to Abraham. And you know, as we go on down through the discussion, we want you to grasp on and think about things, amen, that God has, that you know biblically, the names he has changed. In the New Testament, you know, he came to Peter. Before he was Peter, he was Simon. Amen. He changed Simon's name to Peter. Amen. Then he went to Saul of Tarsus and changed his name to Paul. Amen. So there's a power in a name. It's a power. It's a power. Amen. We want to talk about this because, amen, there are some teaching out there. Amen. We want to reverse it a little bit to show you the power is in it. Amen. To show you the power. Amen. Sometimes we can get sidetracked. Amen. Through false teaching or just a part of teaching. And that's why we express this scripture that Paul said in 2 Timothy 3:16, amen, that all scriptures, all teachings from the Old Covenant, the Old Testament to the New Testament, amen, is for our learning. Amen. The Old Testament considered as the schoolmaster, the ABCs. And Jesus came in. Amen. And he fulfilled it through his son. Amen. Jesus himself is God's son. And the fulfillment of it was because of the fact, amen, he brought in, Jesus brought in the church. Amen. So a name, the power in a name. Amen. So it's a very important, amen, that we be conscious of it. Amen. There are some religions and different customs of the world and different false religions. Amen. They don't want to give out their people walk around with nicknames. You might know some people have where the nicknames come from, where the false names come from. They believe that if a person find out your real name, they take power over you. They take power over you. So people walk around with different usernames or borrowed names or nicknames, but they hide their real name because they don't want, some people believe in, you know, different forces that they know your name, they pray over you and use your real name. Amen. So that is a part, that's one of the customs and false religion. But the reality is, God start the naming. God start the naming. Because of the fact, when we get to the last book in the Bible, in the book of Revelation, amen, we find in the 20th chapter, amen, if God didn't know your name prior to that, amen, if you call on him and you believe in him and you ask the Lord to come in your heart, amen, accept you as the Lord and Savior, amen, you don't expect him to save someone else or answer someone else's prayer because you didn't say your real name. Amen. He knows your real name. He knows everyone in this world. Amen. Because he is God. He knows everybody. He sees everybody. Amen. So when it comes for prayer and you say, Lord, this is me, you call your name, you might begin to pray. He knows you. He knows you. Amen. You might use a nickname or whatever because you feel that's the way you've been taught, but God knows you. In the great white throne of a judgment in the 20th chapter of Revelation, amen, the 11th verse, the apostle John said, I saw a great white throne, and him that sitteth on it, whom faced the earth and the heavens flee away, but there was found no place for it. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God. And books was open. And another book was open, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things was written in the books according to their work. So God, how can God judge a person of the things that they have done if he don't know their real name? So it's important to understand, amen, there's power in naming. There's power, amen, in what you have been taught. And I know this, if I could use this as an example, amen, the false teachers, we can go down this trail just for a moment. The false teachers say, well, you can name it, you can claim it. You name it, you can claim it. Well, what do you name it? What do you name it? Amen, you can claim it. But understand, if you can take that, let us take that, amen, and say, okay, if I name, I have to know the real name of what I'm trying to get God to do for me, for as advancing my natural abilities or my natural survival in life, amen, to be productive, you can use that same thing, that same approach, that same example of your weakness, Amen. Say, Lord, you know I have this problem. Amen. And you really name it out. You really name it out. Say, Lord, I have this problem, and I have a situation here. Amen. And I have to have you to solve it for me. You wouldn't give a phony name. You wouldn't give a false name. You would not come up with something that you heard your friend call you down the street, because you want to be exactly sure, amen, that God will bless you, heal you, protect you, even your family, your children. Amen. You see, can you put it together? Amen. He knows. And once you become aware of it, amen, like Proverbs says, that a understanding brings strength. Amen. Understanding. Get wisdom with all that getting, but get understanding. Amen. Amen. Notice in Jeremiah 6:14, and they have also healed the hurt of my people slightly, saying, peace, peace, where there is no peace. Amen. If you are hurting, Jeremiah said, if you are hurting, amen, and you're saying that, oh, I'm all right, no, tell the truth. I am hurting. Lord, I'm hurting. Father, I got a problem. If you can name that situation, name it and express that, well, you know, I have a situation here. Like James said in the 5th chapter, confess your faults one to another and pray for one another. Amen. If you have a friend that you can really go to or someone you can talk with, amen, because you cannot advance unless you have, amen, someone else to help you on your weakness. Jesus even said, amen, he sent them out in twos. Proverbs says, where there's two, amen, when two people walk together, there's strength. Amen. So Jesus sent them out in twos. The Godhead is Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. So if you have someone that you can really counsel or talk with and share with, and they are for you, they are for you. You can express the situation. James said, if you, in the 5th chapter of James, James said, confess your fault one to another. Amen. You want to sit down and you have a problem, you have a financial condition, amen, you sit down and you talk with your friend and say, listen, you know what? I never expected, amen, this problem would come. I was not prepared for it, but I was. The Lord had told me. I had many dreams. I had situations, and I feel so condemned. I feel so worried and stressed out because I did not do what God told me to do. I'm carrying this guilt. Amen. I should have called a friend. And whatever it is, amen, is worrying you, is bothering you. Amen. So you can discuss that, and you will say that name. Well, you know, I'm worried. And you said, don't say you're not worried. When you're worried, say, I'm worried about this. Amen. I'm worried about the situation. You're naming it with a friend. James said, amen, in the 5th chapter of James, amen, he said that, amen, 16th verse, confess your fault one to another and pray for one another that you may be healed. Healing is in the church. Before the world, Jesus set the healing up because that was almost half of his ministry. He was undoing what the devil has done. Amen. So he spoke to this young man, amen, he was full of demons, and he came running up to Jesus, and he respect Jesus, say, Master, Master, the devil know who God is. That's God's son. He know that was God wrapped up, amen, in human flesh, walking among people, amen, and the devil knew that was God. He didn't say, you know, he knew God had power under control. He knew God had the power. Amen. Jesus had all the power in his hand. Yes, he was meek. Yes, he was loving. He was kind, but he was powerful. Amen. He had the gun in his hand, and he can pull a trigger. Amen. And Michael and Gabriel, all of them angels, two-thirds of them come and swipe the whole world out for the demons. And then the devil came down and said, Master, are you come to destroy us before time? And Jesus said, What is your name? What is your name? He didn't say, get out, devil. No, he said, What is your name? Amen. The devil know your name. And the devils have name. Amen. Those spirits that's bothering you have name. Amen. If it's arthritis, call it arthritis. Amen. Is it a fever? Call it a fever. What is it, infirmity? Call it an infirmity. Amen. Whatever it is, don't play around with it. Amen. The same way you go after it on the blessing side, calling it names, you want God to blame it and claim it. The same way you can use it, amen, that power that God has given you to control, amen, the situations in your life, amen, to take charge, take the power back from the enemy that was beating you down and bullying you, amen. You can take that power back because God has given you a two-edged sword. The word of God is two ways to it. Amen. So Jesus called the demon out. Amen. He called, but he asked him what his name was. Amen. Jesus said, well, Jesus is loving and kind. You know, he's all right. But no. Peter walked on water because Jesus told him to come. Jesus was walking on water. He told Peter to come out on the sea. Is that a weakness? Is that a weak God? He controlled the ocean and the water and the wind. Does that sound like a weakness? That sounds like somebody got power and he's in control. Nothing can influence him, intimidate him. Oh, I can tell God whatever. Yeah, you can tell God what you want. You better be a child of God. Amen. And understand, amen, if you're going to tell him something, make sure you name what you're telling him. Just don't beat around the bush. Lord, it might be this. And Lord, in heaven, it might be. No, go right ahead and say, listen, Lord, this is my situation. Amen. And I want you to control this in the name of Jesus. Why in the name of Jesus? In Jesus' name, amen, the Savior, the Lord, amen. He's our high priest, amen. There's no other power. There's no other name whereby a man can be saved, amen. There's no other power. There's no other. That's why, you know, saying what? There was a false prophet, amen, in the New Testament. His name was Bar-Jesus. He was a Jew, but he was a false prophet. Amen. We know that Jesus is a name. But you say Christ, the Messiah, amen, the Savior, amen, Jesus Christ. So when you come before him and say, Lord, I have a problem, I have a situation, amen, and I'm kind of ashamed because I'm carrying the guilt. Call the guilt out. What was the guilt out? Amen. Oh, what your friends and relatives meet you. No, your name and change. You've been baptized. Amen. In the water. Baptism is a ceremony of not only of cleansing, like Peter said in Acts 2:38. Amen. Repent and be baptized. Repentance means that you call out things that you know had control over you. Things that you've been going through. Now you're accepting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. You're accepting his authority. You're accepting his name. So when you go down in that ritual, that baptism, that washing, amen, your name doesn't change. Your name doesn't change. When you come up in Jesus' name. You're part of a Christian family under Jesus Christ. Amen. In the book of Revelation, he said, I'm going to give you a name. Amen. Among them seven churches. Amen. I'm going to give you a name that no man can name. Because it's power. And God has hidden us. in that power. So now he said, when you come to me, when you come to God, when you come to him, when you come to him, amen, you might be ashamed of the situation that's happened in your life. We all are. We all go through situation. We all go through guilt. Amen. We was coming to this world, the world and customs. Jesus spoke one time in Matthew. He said, the customs of the world have made the gospel of none effect. Amen. What does that mean? Holidays, birthdays, family reunions, and anniversaries. Amen. People run to those things. Amen. They run to their birthmarks. Amen. Ask somebody about their birthmark. What's your birthmark? I'm in January. I'm in February, and I am this animal. I'm a Leo. I'm a bull. I'm a Capricorn. I'm a roach. I'm a flying elephant. They all have these little names. If you look at these false prophets and false teachers and these false religions, amen, they have things. They have things, but they don't have nothing that's living. Those things don't live. Amen. But God has given us a living name. A living name. If you can catch the power, amen, maybe you can, if you catch the power of what God has put in your hands, amen, and understand, amen, there's power in a name. And God started it in the book of Genesis. In the book of Genesis. And he ended it, amen, under the Apostle John in the book of Revelation, because he's going to judge everyone according to the things they have done, but be your name. He's not going to miss you. He's not going to delete you or some virus, something happened that your name didn't make it into heaven. No, it's nothing like that. God knows. He knows you. He knows you. Amen. So what's the point of this of this look, of this direction about naming? Yes, there's power in the name of Jesus. But you understand, yes, you can understand that you want to name it and claim it. You can get blessings and et cetera, et cetera. What about the other side of protecting yourself? What about the side that you come to God in prayer, you naming it? What about the situation that God knows your name? Amen. And he know when you pray. He know when you talk to him. Be honest with him. Amen. There's no condemnation. There's no more guilt in you in Christ Jesus. And the enemy want to make you know, well, man, you, when you came to Christ, you put your head down, you worry. No, 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 no. God done forgave you of all of that. God done removed that. So you say, well, I'm still carrying it. I still have a problem with it. I still have a situation. Well, you name it out. You call it out. You call it out. Once you call it out, amen, there's no more power there. Amen. You exposed it. There's no more power there. Amen. You have someone that you want to, you got to advance now. You have a church home. You have a Bible study where you can get, come together. And you sit down the people you can trust. Amen. That understand that you can share, amen, a testimony. You can share, amen, a problem, a situation. Amen. And call it out. Amen. Then you can advance yourself spiritually because you shared it. Amen. You gave it. You said, well, I'm kind of ashamed of this. This is a situation. Amen. That's what James said, confess your faults. Fifth chapter of James. Confess your faults one to another. Amen. And pray for one another that you may be healed. Sometimes holding guilt, holding unforgiveness, holding worration, or holding a problem. Amen. You know, and you just, you know, like they say in the country, just beat around the bush. Instead of coming shaking the bush, they come on out of there. You know, this is my problem. Amen. And then you can advance yourself. You can move on spiritually. Amen. You can walk on, amen, in this life. Because you had shared it out. You had spoke it out with someone else. You had spoke it out with somebody else. So there's power. There's power. There might be a situation you might be going through now that was not aware, amen, that you can call it out with God. You can call it out with God. You can trust God. Amen. Jesus said, go in your closet. Amen. Your secret closet and pray. Amen. When you go in there and pray, be truthful with him. Be truthful with him. Be honest with God. Be honest with yourself. Amen. You have shame. Amen. You walk around shame and cause a lot of sorrows in the land. amen, doing this broadcast, whenever you might listen to it again, amen, there's a lot of sorrow in there. Jesus said there'd be a lot of sorrow, a lot of regrets, amen, that you thought you was ready for anything to arise, but you never thought that your job would close down. You never thought that the food would stop or the waters, it would get contaminated. The electricity would be turned off. It's out of your control. Nothing you can do about it. Amen. But the enemy want to put that whole guilt on you. You might find someone that's, amen, want to throw guilt. They want to throw it on you instead of they're facing their problems. Amen. They want to throw it on someone else. Amen. But you know what? God is giving you the power. You have the power. Amen. Once you get, you encourage yourself and look at yourself in the mirror. Amen. And talk it out. Amen. With God. And find somebody. Amen. Maybe you can write a letter with somebody. You have to share it with someone faithfully. Amen. Spiritually growing enough. Amen. That they won't tell anyone else. Amen. You can tell and try. Work it out, but amen, but you got to expose it. Amen. Then you have to call. You have to amen, label it with the truth. You have to say the truth. Not your nickname or someone that gave you a name. Amen. You don't have to go by that name anymore before you got saved. Amen. You're not a gambler, you're not a liar, you're not this, you're not that anymore. Amen. You are your real person. And God knows your name. Thank God. Thank God he knows your real name. Amen. He knows. He knows. We're going to open up the lines now. We have to open up the lines because this type of broadcast, amen, we come together to share with one another, that we can help one another. Amen. That God has brought you here. Amen. Under this this discussion every Wednesday night. But you can also go to our website. Amen. You can go to blogtalkradio.com. Amen. /JCI Ministries. Amen. You can pick up this broadcast again anytime. Or you can go to the church website. If you want to send an email, www.jciministries.org. www.jciministries.org. Amen. God will give you your power. He will give you, take away your guilt. Amen. He'll take away, amen, the things that you have gone through. Amen. You don't have to carry it anymore. You don't have to carry those kind of problems and situations anymore, because he had covered it under his blood. Amen. You're a Christian. Amen. That means Christ-like. Christ-like. Amen. I know beginning of time there was, amen, they was called, because Jesus said in St. John 14 that he is the way. And many was called, these are the people of the way. Amen. That's biblical, the people of the way. But they was called first Christians at Antioch. Amen. When he rose from the dead, the first day of the week, the first day of the week. Amen. Not the Sabbath. It wasn't the Sabbath, but when the first day of the week came, and that's why we observe, amen, the day that Christ rose from the dead. Amen. But likewise, whatever, amen, your name, God knows you. You can, whatever church you be under, whatever group that you worship with, whatever place in the country or the world, God knows your name. Third world country, he knows your name. Amen. He knows your name. Amen. No place, no situation, because he made the world. He knows everybody's name. Amen. He's fair. He's honest. But through his son, Jesus Christ, he's all-powerful, all-knowing, all-seeing. Well, stop saying that Christians are weak because they serve a weak king. They serve a weak priest, Jesus Christ. Jesus is loving. He's kind. But if you look at the things that Jesus did, amen, he could have called a third part of the angels down when he was on the cross. And when he said, Father, Father, forgive them, because they don't know what's going on. He could have called Michael and all of them down and wiped out that whole Golgotha hill. Amen. But he stayed under control. Love is under control. Love just don't throw his hat off and throw the pocketbook down. No, Love is under control. Amen. Love have power. Amen. And God was power walking among his people. The devils knew him. And they trembled and shook. Amen. Because they knew what he was doing. Amen. All right, we're going to open up the phone lines now. Those who are coming in for the first time, God bless you. Amen. How we work here is that we call out the area code and your last four digits. Amen. If you want to give a comment, a question, say something not too personal, amen. We won't call your name. We just call your area code and the last four digits. All you have to do is push one on your phone and stay on the line. Stay on the line, just like you're talking to your friend or your cousin. Amen. And we would be, you can share with everyone that's listening, wherever you might be. We thank God for all of you. Amen. And all the different area codes and people. Amen. But we come together. Amen. The iron sharpens iron. We come together to help one another. Amen. If you don't have a question or comment, then stay on the line. God bless you. You don't have to, amen, close down because you have nothing to say. Amen. But we're praying that your spiritual life will be enriched. Amen. That you grasp the power that God has given you. Amen. In heaven and in earth. And that when you understand, amen, James said that, amen, what is faith without works? You got to get up and do something. No, you just can't sit around and hoping and wishing. Amen. Don't wish on God, but you have to, amen, Matthew 7:7, you got to start seeking. You got to start researching and calling because it's out there. And even in this pandemic, it's out there. Amen. Regardless of wherever it is, it's out there. You don't have a small God. No, this God, amen, he owns the whole world. Amen. Everything, you have to understand that. I know it's too, say, well, I don't know, but God is, he's bigger than that. That's why he wants you to expand your thinking. Amen. Put more information. Amen. That God loved the world. He's all powerful. He's all knowing. No, he won't swoop down and knock you in the head and drag you around. No, he's not that type of God. Yes, he loves. He cares. He's like a little dove. If you don't want him, he just fly away. But he's powerful, under control. God is under control. He want to save you. Amen. He want to take care of you. Amen. To show the enemy that he is defeated. He want to show God get the glory every time you win. You already a winner under his name, but he wants to put the power in your hand that you can help others. This is what this is about. Once you begin to help yourself and understand, you begin to really grow when you help others. If you understand that, you know, when you help somebody, you know how great you feel on the inside. When you tell somebody about Christ, or when you help someone else, amen. That's God's glory, amen, in you. You're helping someone, give them food, clothing, pray for them, amen. You have bypassed yourself now because God has instilled in you the power, amen. But now, amen, you are able now to show God's mercy to others. And you really begin to reach the heavens in your spiritual maturity, amen, because you don't worry about things anymore, amen. You can talk to God about things, amen. When you seek he first, the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And we're seeking God first now. We're breaking it down, looking at it. Amen. The name. Your name is powerful. God gave you a name. God started naming Genesis. Maybe some of you might be just listening now. May have a name that you, a character, or one of the disciples that you know from Genesis to Revelation, or someone that biblically, you know, God had changed their name. You want to share that with us? Amen. You can also do that. But now you can press one on your phone. We're open up in the studio. Now we open up the studio. Amen. For your call and your comment or your prayer or your song. Amen. We're talking about what's in a name. What's in a name? Amen. Maybe you have a dream or vision or something that God gave you. You just wanted to share. Amen. We're willing. Amen. We're not tied to the subject, but we want to be able to be helpful one to another. Amen. Just push one on your phone. You can call 1-855-236-2252. A 1-347-215-8816. Amen. It's power. The power is the authority. Amen. The ability. Amen. We need God's help. Many of you tried to do certain things and you find out, amen, that your power, your ability wasn't enough. You need a greater outside power. Amen. That's why we talk about you have someone else to pray with you. Amen. You need God. Surrender your life to Christ. Surrender your life to God. The Lord, come into my life. Amen. I accept you as my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I accept you. And forgive me for all of my sins, whatever you can name it that you know you have done wrong against your neighbor, your friends, amen, the families or whatever. Amen. Just name it out. Amen. And accept God's power and God's comfort. Amen. To help you over this. Amen. Maybe you tried so many times, you fail. But let's reach out to him. Amen. You're not playing with it. You got to be serious. You got to be serious. Amen. Once you become serious with Christ, amen, you'll stop this giving anything, saying anything. No, you say, no, Lord, this is my problem. Amen. And I need your help as your Lord and Savior. I need your help. You don't have a church home. I know it's difficult now. Amen. But you can write in to where you used to go, or you want to be a part of some place. Amen. Write a letter. Call. Amen. Because pastors pray for his flock. They pray for people. And you can ask for prayer. Amen. We also will pray it right just before the closing of this broadcast. Amen. You can send an email. We have prayer for you. Amen. We'll keep you under our prayer list, praying for you as well. Amen. God loved the whole world. He's not isolated among a certain amount of people or certain places. God loved the whole world. Amen. Amen. What's in a name? Name Abram. Change to Abraham. Abraham. Amen. God makes changes. Changes. If you could take that same belief in God, that's why Jesus said in St. John 14, and we're just waiting for you to press one on your phone, those of you that desire, amen, to want to make a comment. But notice what Jesus said in St. John 14. Amen. He said, let not your heart be troubled. You know, the disciples was there. They was concerned. They was being regret, under regret, that Jesus was going to leave. What they going to do? Amen. Because he was always there walking. Amen. Amen. Being with them, sleeping with them. Amen. On missions. Amen. Helping them in every situation. He said, let that's your heart. If you believe in God, believe also in me. Don't throw God away because you're trying to understand what the church is about. Amen. God brought his son, and he gave his son, and his son came down walking. He wanted to show the love of God. God is the people didn't understand how this great God. Amen. So Jesus came and brought the world to see that how God loved people and how he conquered his enemy. He left the church here that you can see something with your eyes. Amen. So he's saying, now the same way you love God, love his son. Amen. But he wanted you to see the natural part of God. But he's still God. That's what makes it so powerful. And some say, how can this possibly be? Amen. How can this possibly be a man contaminated with man and woman, contaminated seed and bone and sin? That's how powerful God is. Amen. Jesus was God and man walking among his people. That's power. That's power. So don't take God as a Jesus Christ or the church as being weak, because all they do is pray for people. They never be able to fight the devil. The devil is around. No. If the enemy had so much power, well, he would eliminate all the churches in the world, all religion in the world. And that's what he's working up to. The sign of Antichrist is on his way. Everybody is against Christ, against God, is coming out, but they don't know they're on the last leg. But the Bible speaks about 666 and the ending of the world. Amen. Amen. So we have won already. Christians have won already. But what we're concerned about is the second part of salvation. Once you accept Christ as your Lord and Savior, that's step one. Take back your life. Take back your real name. Take back what God has planned for you. Amen. God uses this, you know, it's like you go through a little area. Some of you may not know how to. You go down through the different forests and grass, and every area contaminated with fleas and bugs and mosquitoes. Amen. They were all on you, so you had to spray and hit your hand. Amen. That's what sin would do. They attach itself to you, and amen. You got to spray. You got to eliminate this. But watch God. Amen. Jesus cover you with his glory. He cover you with his blood spiritually. Amen. But you still have to take back physically. Physically, you have to do something. Seek and you'll find. Try it out. Seek and you'll find. Research. Call. Knock. Seek and you'll find. Knock and the door will be open. Try God's words out. Try the Bible. Invest in the right Bible. Get the right Bible. Amen. Get the mainstream Bibles that's out there. Amen. Get your Bible dictionary, a Bible encyclopedia of reference Bible. Get your reference. Amen. And, you know, run, study. Paul says, study to show thyself approved unto God. A workman needeth not to be what? Ashamed. Don't drop you more. You study about Jesus. Study upon the work that he done. Study about the things that Jesus had done. Amen. Study who Jesus is. Study how he healed the sick. Study how he cast out devils. Amen. The devils knew his name. They trembled. Amen. But that God was in control, walking this earth. Power. Amen. Jesus, he rose from the dead. Power. Amen. That's God under control, like a car that have gasoline in the car. Amen. But man have engineered it so. Amen. So it sprays out just a little bit, and the spark plugs hit it, and it's power. It explode. Amen. You can step on the gas. Amen. They say step on the gas and more explosion. But the car is under your control. Amen. God is in the control through his son, Jesus Christ. Jesus had all power in his hand under control. He's not a weak. You're not weak, people. Mark said you can lay hands on the sick. These are signs of those that believe. Lay hands on the sick. Amen. When you lay hands on the sick, call the name out. Lord, heal this, heal that. Heal this. Power in the name. God started it. The book of Genesis, God started it. In the book of Revelation, amen. In the book, he judged people by their name. He knew who they are, not their nickname. Amen. God knows it. Amen. All right, we didn't want to get too exciting. I know it's exciting. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, he's a comforter. Amen. He comes along. He helps us. Amen. Press one on your phone. We don't want to leave you out. Maybe have a comment, a motion or something, because we are about another 5 minutes. We want to go into prayer. Amen. Amen. Whatever it is now, let's remember, if you can name it, you can defend yourself. Thing to bless yourself. Oh, I can name it and claim it. Yes, there are false prophets, false teachers want you to know that. Yes, they're teaching that side of blessing, but also there's a side of you can defend yourself. Step two, learn how to defend yourself. Amen. You would learn how to walk with God. Amen. Be a soldier. Amen. You have to help others. You have to be a soldier to help others. Amen. Once you learn how to help yourself, you can help others. Amen. Once you start helping others, amen. God bless you. I think we had 561. 1413. 1413. God bless you.
Amen. God bless y'all. Praise the Lord, Bishop, and bless everybody on Radio Land, Blog Talk Radio. I would like to say it's power in the name. It's power in a name. Power in the name of Jesus is power in the name of saying, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. It's power when you lay your hands on your loved ones. It's power when you lay hands on yourself. It's power when you lay hands on your situation. Hallelujah. When you speak over someone that you care about and you're not there physically, but spiritually, you speak a word. It's power because you're representing the name of Jesus through the unction of the Holy Ghost by way of anointing. Amen.
God bless you. God bless you. Amen. Power. Amen. Once you know what you're saying, you know where you're saying it, and you can call it out. Amen. You understand. All right, 561-5981.
Yes, good evening. Good evening. Thank God for this blessing tonight. What's in the name? And there's no other name, again, like you said, like Jesus. There's no other name. I heard as we was talking about how Simon Peter, his name was changed, how Paul, Saul, his name was changed. But what we must realize, we have an earthly name here on this earth. They may call us Rick, John, Joe, or whatever. But there's going to come a day and a time where when we all get to heaven, we're going to have a new, it's going to be a new day, and we all are going to have a new name. So I just pray and hope to God that we continue to fight this race and get to where we're going so that we will receive our new name from the Lord. God bless you.
God bless you. God bless you, man of God. All right. All right, we're going to receive our name. Amen. Amen. We're still here on earth. We're still walking around. Amen. If you have a problem and you know the name of the problem, amen, bring it up before God. Amen. Don't say if you're hurting, you say, yes, I'm hurting. Or if you heard it, go to the doctor and say, where are you? I'm hurting my right leg, my right arm. You don't walk in the doctor's office and say, where are you hurting? Where are you? Oh, I'm okay. I don't know where I'm hurting at. Well, I can't help you, sir. 954-7012. Last four digits, 7012, 954. God bless you.
God bless you, man of God. We thank God so much for the message on tonight. And there is power in the name. We once were named sinners, but now that we are Christians, so that gives us benefits. The benefits that we receive from being a Christian is we can use the name of Jesus when we pray for him to answer our prayer. So we bless you on tonight, and we thank you for your ministry, and we pray that God will continue to bless you and you will never want for any good thing. God bless you, man of God.
God bless you. God bless you, woman of God. God bless you. Amen. And press one on your phone. We're getting ready to go in prayer next 2 minutes. Amen. We have time for more. But understand as well, you know, we are, and I just caught this this insight, amen. Once we accept Christ as our Lord and Savior, amen, and we, amen, those that are saved in Christ, I know many years ago, amen, going back 15, 20 years, amen, the saints used to go around, and somebody hollered across the road, save, across town almost. Like, oh, hey, how you doing? I don't know who they are, you know, but they holler out, save. So that label, that person, that's, oh, that's a Christian then. He say he's a Christian. Amen. Or you get some say, well, you know, I'm going out, Pastor. I'm going out. I'm going to put my hands on that house. Amen. I'm going out and put my hands on that person, on this and that. Amen. I'm going to claim it. But, you know, let's look at this side of it now. Let's flip it a little bit, amen, and come back to earth. Let's flip it a little bit. Don't go through things that you don't have to go through, amen. And don't let the devil ride when you know his name. If you know what the enemy is trying to do, call it out. Call it out in prayer and rebuke it. Don't accept it, amen, anymore. Amen. God has put us on his blood. You're a Christian. You're a child of God. He got benefits for you. The caller was saying, the woman of God, we have benefits. Let's use that benefit. Amen. Amen. All right. We got we have another caller. Amen. You can press one on the phone. Amen. We're talking about in the name. In the name. Amen. We're going to bring it a little bit closer. Amen. Don't carry shame. If you're ashamed of something, tell God about it. Say, Lord, I'm ashamed. Amen. Lord, I'm ashamed. I got to walk around with the rabbit foot in my pocket. Lord, I'm ashamed. I'm ashamed that I have to keep this buzzard thing on my back or whatever. No, you're a Christian. You don't have to carry that no more. You don't have to do anything, amen, no more than what God has given. You're not lucky anymore. Amen. You know exactly. Amen. Be specific with God. All right, we're going to have to go into prayer. We have to go into prayer right now. Unless somebody have a real short, amen, comment they want to make. Amen. Don't carry around birthmarks saying that you're lucky. Amen. That you need God to do this. But no, be specific and talk to Christ. That's what he wants you to do. Amen. Because he's more well organized than we are. He understands our weakness. He understands our problems. That's when you begin to grow. Amen. Call it out to yourself. Talk to yourself about it. Amen. That's a whole different subject, how Paul talked to himself on the positive part. Amen. Don't let your mind just run any kind of way. Amen. No, be positive. Philippians 4 said, think on these things. All right, we need two prayers real quickly. Amen. Praying for those that are listening. Thank God for those who are coming to Christ. Let's push one on your phone. All right, we're at 954-7012. Prayer.
Spirit of the living God, right. Spirit of the living God, we come before you on tonight to give you praise, glory, and honor. We thank you, oh God, for the opportunity to come together in unity on the line, oh God, to discuss the word of God. We pray even now for your blessings upon the lives of your people, oh God, as we stand with a spirit of repentance right now, asking you to forgive us for anything that we've done that will cause chain to the kingdom, Lord God. We stand and we ask that we can stand in the righteousness of Jesus Christ. Cleanse us on the night, oh God, and use us and make us vessels of honor. We ask you even now for your healing virtue, oh God, for many lay on their beds of affliction, but you said that we can speak the word and send the word, and your word will heal them. So we speak salvation, we speak healing and deliverance in the atmosphere. We pray even now that you'll do a supernatural work in the earth, oh God, and that men will be turned from their sins and they say, I yield, I cannot sin no more, oh God. We bless you on tonight. We bless the prayer line and all that are connected. And we pray even now, oh God, that they would never want for any good thing. I pray right now that they will be the head and not the tail above, and never beneath, the lender and never the borrower. Bless, heal, deliver, and set free through the power of the Holy Ghost. These and all things we do believe and we call it done in Jesus' name, and it is so. Amen.
Amen. Amen. I agree. We all agree. All right, one more short prayer. One more short prayer. We got 60 seconds. One more short prayer. If you have a short, very short prayer, every prayer, every word. All right, 561-5981. Very short.
Heavenly Father, we want to thank you again for another blessing, dear God. Father, we ask you, God, to continue bless the bishop, dear Lord. Bless the Blood Talk Radio. Bless the listeners, dear God. Father, we just thank you for what you have done yesterday. We thank you for what you're doing right now. We know what you're going to do tomorrow. We ask you, God, to continue helping us to help lift your name up. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.
God bless you. We all agree. The Bible says we're two or three touch and agree. We're touching in the spirit. We're touching, oh God, mentally and physically. Lord, come to your word. You can go to blogtalkradio.com/ JCI Ministries and hear this broadcast again in entirety, as well as go to the website jciministries.org. Amen. We agree. There's power in the name. Call it out. Don't let the devil carry it no more. pack up his suitcase and all he got, put it in a brown bag, a plastic bag, in a Ziploc, and throw it in the ocean. Amen. Because God has given us the power. In Jesus the Christ we pray. Amen. God bless you all. Thanks for having me.